This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
I think Jen's kid pees a lot more than I do.
No, that's a whole thing.
Which is amazing.
Like, she actually has to go to the doctor. Like, it's a whole thing. Yeah.
I'm the same way.
We went to the movies last night 7 times. She went to the bathroom 7 times. The movie's 90 minutes.
Oh, my.
Yeah. No, we're going to the doctor today.
We're probably brothers in arms.
Yeah.
I know how that goes.
Yeah.
It was a good movie. We all went out last night to see Despicable Me 3. We'll talk about that later on. It was a good movie.
Really good.
I like that.
And
it's going to be fun.
I tend to fall asleep in kids' movies, and I stayed awake the whole time.
Wow. I know. That's impressive.
Especially at night.
I've encountered more people lately that fall asleep during their kids' films.
Oh, all the time.
It's my sister-in-law, mm-hmm. same way. She's like, we went to that movie, but I slept through it.
Yeah. Oh, the worst was Angry Birds. I fell asleep
same here.
I mean, maybe 8-10 minutes in, I was out, and I didn't wake up till the very end.
Oh, so, were you snoring?
No, I don't think I snore.
For me, it was the SpongeBob movie.
Oh, I hate SpongeBob.
And I do snore because I'm just a snorer.
Yeah.
And I probably have the sleep apnea. And Daddy's like, Dad, come on, wake up. But it was awful. It was a piece of crap.
Yeah. And if you go right for us, because we get up so early, if you go right after this show and go to a movie, that's the worst. That's when I fall asleep immediately.
Mm-hmm. Like, talk about the real problem here. You both went and no one brought me popcorn.
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, well. Maybe next time you join us.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there were deadlines and stuff.
Uh-huh. You're doing your
work. I've
seen
a lot of movies this time.
Sure.
This year.
Do you make popcorn when you watch the films at home?
No.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Do you get candy or anything?
No.
It's snacks.
I just sit on my couch and watch it.
You don't have snacks during movies?
You don't have snacks, right?
I mean, I don't know. I don't watch movies that often. Let's start with that.
You know what?
Oh, she's not the movie person.
No, let me rephrase this. What are you drinking while you're watching?
Maybe I have a skinny mark.
That's okay, too, but you got to have snacks. I'm really disappointed in your movie watching.
I've been watching
now.
Movies for all of like 3 weeks. Give me
a break.
I know.
Well,
it's early on in her movie watching
that's a
career.
Good point. All right, today again, June 28th, it's Wednesday, and we'll start the show with 10 items or less. As always,
construction on the proposed border wall with Mexico is expected to begin in September. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol said Tuesday it plans to select up to 8 firms in the next few weeks to build prototypes for the wall in San Diego. Congress has approved $20 million for the initial phase of the controversial project. A Chinese airline says they had to delay a flight for more than 5 hours yesterday after an elderly passenger threw coins into the engine for good luck. Good luck, people. That's what she wanted. Throwing coins.
It's not a wishing well.
Another passenger happened to notice the 80-year-old woman's actions and told authorities. China Southern Airlines had to conduct a full examination of the engine before it was finally allowed to take off from Shanghai. Can you imagine? You see somebody throwing stuff. You're like, hey, that's our engine. That's going to keep us alive. I didn't need that.
It's like that Twilight Zone thing. What's out there?
It's on the wing.
Right?
A British inventor is taking the latest fad to the next level by building the world's largest fidget spinner. The fidget spinner is 11 feet long, spins just like the smaller version. This isn't the first time inventor Tony Fisher broke a world record. Last year, he broke the Guinness World Record for the largest Rubik's Cube. That's your 10 items or less for Wednesday on The Show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
We've got a whole host of ladies here on the phone waiting to give their answer about what men do faster.
On average, 29 seconds faster than women. It has to do with parenting. What is it?
All right, let's start with Haley in Over the Park. Good morning, Haley.
Hi, good morning.
What do you think men are doing faster here in the parenting world?
Bedtime routine.
Great guess. Not the right answer, though.
Oh.
Rushing through the stories.
Brush your teeth. Get on your pajamas. Let's do this.
Rachel and Holden. Good morning, Rachel.
Hi. They say no faster.
Does your husband do that?
Yes. He'll say, go ask your mom.
Exactly. Pass it off to mom. Nope, that's not the right answer.
Okay.
Thank you, Rachel. Hey, Kelly, good morning. What's your guess?
I want to say they get him dressed faster.
Oh, yes, because you know what? At least in our house, he doesn't care. Polka mm-hmm. dots and stripes? Yes,
yeah,
looks
whatever
fine.
You want to put on, that's okay.
Pink and purple? Sure. No, that's not it.
All right,
try guys' perspective. Daniel, what do you think? What are the guys doing faster?
I have no idea. I'm just going to say make some questions of pee.
No, not it.
No.
Think young parenting when they're brand new children to you.
Okay.
What are men doing faster?
816-576-7102. Is that hold correct in your household?
I don't know that it did. My husband did do a lot of this because he was a stay-at-home dad for maybe 4 or 5 months.
Okay.
And so he did do his fair share of this. I don't know that he did it faster. He certainly winced a lot more than I did. If you've seen Three Men and a Baby, you probably are familiar with the famous scene. Shaylee, I know you don't know that movie, but...
Oh, is that not on the list?
No, I've seen that.
You've seen Three Men and a Baby?
Uh-huh.
Look at
you. Oh, my gosh.
Slow clap.
Wow.
That's all I get is the slow clap?
Yes. Nice. I'll quiz you on it later. All right, new study.
Who was the one with the mustache?
Selleck.
New study shows that on average, men do this 29 seconds faster than women. You're trying to get these Joel McHale tickets.
All right, let's take a couple more here before we have to break. Is it Aliva?
Yes.
All right, what's your guess, hon?
I'm going to say change a diaper.
That's it.
All
yes.
right.
I'm just happy if he's doing it. I don't care if he's doing it faster, slower, as long as he's the one changing it. I'm happy.
Yeah, that's all I care about.
How many kids do you have?
I've got six.
Six?
Oh,
you need your husband to be changing a lot of those diapers. All right, well, we're going to give you a little break from the kids. We're going to send you to see Joel McHale this Friday at the Midland.
All right, thank you.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Big Bang Theory star Johnny Galecki's ranch has burned to the ground. According to TMZ, the star's getaway, 190 miles from L.A., was torched along with other property in a 1,200-acre fire Monday that's now 40% contained. Galecki told TMZ that his heart goes out to everyone in the area, saying, "My heart goes out to all who are experiencing loss from this vicious fire, the threat of which we live with constantly." Galecki added that he plans to return to the community and help rebuild once the smoke is cleared and the area is declared safe.
How much was the house worth?
I don't know how much the house was worth, but it's Johnny Galecki's. I'm sure there's some money put into that big ranch. Yeah.
Is he coming back for the Roseanne reboot? Do we know?
They said everybody.
He was a big part of it.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I hope so. They're writing it now.
I sure can't wait for the show. I'm so fired up about this. I don't know why.
Sarah Chalk, we talked to her last week. She's in. Yeah. She's not coming back as Becky, though.
That was a good breaking news bit, too, from her.
That's right. Kansas City's own Eric Stone Street, who was just home for Big Slick Weekend, was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. And, of course, because he's from the Midwest, they had to quiz him on his pig knowledge.
Growing up in Kansas City, I understand you actually grew up, your family had a farm.
Yeah, pigs and cows.
I'm going to test to see just how swine-wise you are. I've got a quiz. Can I ask you a couple of questions?
Oh, boy.
On pig rearing?
Yes.
I just want to make sure my family had a farm, okay? What's the average gestation period for a pig?
Oh, to have a baby, to be bred, and then to have the baby 3 months, 3 weeks, 3 days.
That's exactly right. What? That's exactly right. That's pretty good. That's very 4-H of you. Were you 4-H?
Yeah, I was 4-H, president of my club, the Broward Beavers.
Okay. How long should it take a healthy pig? I don't know if you know that. How long should it take a healthy pig to gain 60 pounds?
Well, 60 days, because they can gain a pound a day.
It's funny because his parents live right next door to my cousin out in Piper.
Okay.
And she said you can always hear when Eric's home because she said I'll be sitting in my living room and you can hear Eric out in the front yard like yelling, "I'm home, I'm here."
Crash, clatter, boom.
Serena Williams.
He doesn't move like a ninja.
Serena Williams going to appear nude on the cover of the August issue of Vanity Fair, showing off her pregnancy with her right arm covering her top half. She told the magazine she did a double take and her heart dropped when she found out she was pregnant as it came just before the Australian Open, which she then went on to win. On Monday, former tennis star John McEnroe said Williams wouldn't rank among the top 700 players if she were on the men's tour, and he's sticking by that statement, refusing to apologize.
I respect Serena very much so, okay? And she's the greatest player, female player that ever lived. Then the lady said to me, "Why did you say woman? Why don't you just say the greatest, tennis player that ever lived?" And so then I felt the need. However, unfortunately, I'm probably think you're referring to the fact that I said she'd be about 700 in the world.
Yeah.
Right. I'm just waiting. Would you like to apologize?
No.
He did go on to say they asked him where he thought he would rank, and he said he thought he would be about 1,200 because he said he gets beat by the kids he's teaching all the time.
Well, he's 1,000 years old now.
Yeah, he is. That's your entertainment news for Wednesday on The Show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Did you see this report that came out that KCK has the safest drivers in the country?
Blah.
This is according to Allstate's latest annual Best Drivers report.
What are the factors that go into determining this, I wonder?
According to the company's data, KCK drivers experience an average of one crash per 14.9 years on the road. The nationwide average was right around 10 years.
Hmm.
We have the lowest amount of accidents. I feel like there's some truth to this because that's where I grew up learning to drive, and I'm a very good driver.
Which is why I disagree with this.
I've never been driving and had an accident. I've been in the passenger seat and been in several accidents. Never as a driver have I been in an accident.
Because you make me drive everywhere we go.
Oh, and you are terrible.
I am not.
Shaylee
so we
is,
can't all agree that Missouri drivers are the worst, right?
Shaylee is on her phone.
It is two Kansas versus two Missouri people on this show, right?
Yeah.
Joey, who do you think are the worst drivers?
You're from Missouri, Joey. Right?
I did see a bad sci-fi movie that did say Kansas drivers are worse.
See, that's the truth.
Well, then it's fact. That's just science.
Oh, wow. That's good. Yeah, Shaylee is pretty bad.
I am not.
Millennial, put the phone down.
She does. She always has her phone up, and I'm like, is she crossed the center line the other day?
I did not. You think I did. I did not.
How would you know? You're not looking.
The car that you sideswiped thought that was true.
I did not sideswipe anybody.
So KCK, they say number one safest, then Brownsville, Texas at number two, Madison, Wisconsin, Huntsville, Alabama, and then fifth, Cape Coral, Florida.
But there's no love for their Johnson County counterparts down there?
No.
That they don't think that we're on the safest list?
See them high on the list.
Yeah. I will say that I feel like overall, people generally are worse drivers now. There's a lot of stupidity on the road.
Oh, for sure.
There's a lot more distraction. But I do turn my Bluetooth on.
I will tell you that people here, from what I found, because I've lived in Chicago, Alaska, a couple of different places, and I think that here people drive defensively. Like in Chicago, everyone drives offensively.
Right,
they're not
right.
worried about anybody else. They know how to get where they need to go.
Sure.
Here, everybody's like, oh, I have the right of way, but I'm just going to wave you over. You go. I'm going to be nice. And I'm like, no, don't be nice. You have the right of way. You screw it up if you wave me to go before you. Don't screw it up.
So, okay, this is always a good question to determine. What kind of person are you when it comes to the merge or when it comes to a lane getting closed? Like, let's say you're on 435, for example, at the triangle to go north or to go into Lee Summit.
Gotcha.
Do you wait until the last second to pull over in front of everybody? Or do you merge 2 miles back and just wait in the big old line?
No, don't do it at the last second. No, no.
Yeah, but he's asking what you do.
No, I don't. No, I'm a safe driver, so I would do it early. If I know that I have to merge, I'm going to get over as soon as I can. Because I don't want to miss it.
Todd taught me. You, like, drive in the fast lane to the very last second, and then you get over.
And then you jot
And now
over.
They've proven that that's actually a good thing. Like, on the what they call the zipper merge, yes, go all the way up to the construction zone, and then you merge over. It helps traffic.
You know what I just do? I commute at 4:15 in the morning when it's me and the Krispy Kreme delivery guy. Literally, that's the only car I see is the guy delivering donuts. That's the only one on the road.
I have seen some stupidity lately. There was a guy coming in across Westport Road behind me that wanted to keep passing me. It's a one-lane road, kids. I mean, it's one lane in both directions. And so what I did was I put my arm over the seat next to me like I was taking a leisurely stroll, and I drove the 25 miles per hour.
You did not.
And I swerved back and forth right to left so he couldn't pass me. So I was walking him in, and then I saw him turn into this law firm down here on Southwest Trafficway, and I thought, you lawyer, of course you are. But there I was, like, driving Miss Daisy. I got my arm over the seat. I'm swerving back and forth.
We'll take your text.
I'm going to cause road rage at some point.
816-576-7102. You can text or call if you have a good driving story or a bad driving story, I guess.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda. And
Carla, what year were you born?
I was born 1968.
Perfect. All right. You know how we play this game, right?
Yes, I sure do.
Perfect. I'm going to start with Shaylee.
Okay.
I'm going to read some song titles.
Oh, no.
You have to tell me the singer. Okay?
Oh, good.
We kind of did this off the air yesterday with a different band, but you tell me the singer, okay? Truly. Easy. Three Times a Lady. Stuck on You. Penny Lover. Say You, Say Me.
What?
A Duet. Endless Love. Do you know the singer?
Oh, there's more. Is there not more?
No, that's plenty. Oh. If you don't know who did Three Times a Lady, For the Love. Now,
it was on American Idol. Give me a second.
Oh, come on, Shaylee.
Oh, come on. Yes, Carla. Now you understand our pain.
Even she's rooting for
you. I have no clue.
You have no clue.
I have no clue.
You just said American Idol. Does that ring a bell? Does that give you any clue? American Idol? New Judge?
Lionel Richie?
Coming to Sprint Center August 27th?
I'm giving you I'm giving you negative 4,000 points for that.
Well, that seems a bit harsh.
Carla, I'm giving you 4,200 points.
That seems a bit harsh, though.
That is ridiculous.
I think that's right where it belongs, yeah.
You didn't say hello.
Carla, over to you.
Hello.
According to Finding Nemo, where do all drains lead to?
Well, they all lead to the ocean.
Exactly correct.
Yes.
1,000 points for that one. Shaylee, to you, what movie introduced us to the Alpha Betas, Pi Delta Pi, and Lambda Lambda Lambda, also known as the Trilams?
The what? Was that in English?
What movie introduced us to the Alpha Betas? Those were the popular ones, the jocks. Pi Delta Pi, super hot chicks. Lambda Lambda Lambda, the Trilams.
I have no clue.
Oh, Shaylee, this isn't on your movie list?
This is on her list. She just
doesn't. I don't know. I haven't watched it, apparently.
Oh.
Carla, can you steal?
Oh, that's Revenge of the Nerds.
It is Revenge of the Nerds. Of course it is.
Never going to get that.
Oh, man.
8,500 points for Carla. She
what?
Is killing it.
That nerd saw me naked.
It would probably be much funnier if I knew what this was.
Watch it just for the inflatable bounce house scene.
I'm sorry, what?
All right, Carla, what
great
boy
films.
Band? What boy band has Kevin Richardson and Brian Littrell?
Ooh, ooh.
Kevin Richardson and Brian Littrell in a very famous boy band.
They are, oh, see, now you're way in. Yeah, that's...
It's one of the...
My girls would know.
It's one of the big ones. Pick one of the big boy bands.
Oh, let's... One Republic.
Oh, Shaylee for the steal.
Backstreet Boys.
It's Backstreet Boys. You get 1 point.
One
for that
point?
Steal. And one last question for you, Shaylee. Battle of the Network Stars premieres tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Two of the stars that'll be on it are Tootie and Blair. What TV show are those characters from? Tootie and Blair. Going to be on Battle of the Network Stars.
I wish we could have her go back and watch old TV shows, too.
Oh, we
like
should.
Like the movies.
I don't have the time.
Well...
No
while
idea.
She's driving, she can watch him while she's driving.
Yeah, I can watch him while I'm driving. No,
don't
I have
give
no
her
idea.
That idea.
No, you don't know Tootie and Blair. Carla, please tell her what TV show that was.
Oh, that was Facts of Life.
Facts of Life.
Yes.
What year did that premiere? Before I was born.
The early 80s? Don't you worry about when it came out. You worry about what happened on it. Carla, you clearly win the tickets to see Queen and Adam Lambert.
Yes.
They are all yours. You're going to the show. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much.
And for educating our Shaylee.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
All right, Shaylee, to the All Access with you.
So what Ryan Seacrest wants, he always doesn't get it, which is shocking. He already has agreed.
Seacrest wants it. He gets it now.
Not true. So he already agreed on a salary between $10 and $15 million, which is significantly lower than what Katy Perry got for American Idol. But he wanted executive producer credit, and they said no, not happening.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they said no. And Katy Perry asked for the same thing and couldn't get it. The network doesn't, quote-unquote, want to ruffle any feathers.
Hmm.
But guess who they're also looking at for another judge? Jen?
Besides Lionel Richie and Katy Perry?
Uh-huh.
Another judge. I don't know. I haven't heard any names.
Any clue?
I'm telling you, I heard Chris Martin was involved
it's
in this
not
conversation.
Chris Martin.
I'm
Chris
saying
Martin,
you'll be surprised.
You know what? Chris Martin is not doing
just
anything.
Just don't be surprised when Chris Martin shows up
there.
He has
a real job. He does.
Well, look,
okay,
I'm telling
it's not
so
Chris
Katy
Martin.
Perry.
Okay, moving it's, along. Sources say... They're wanting Nikki Six from Motley Crue.
Okay.
I can't think of three more random people that are going to judge American Idol.
That is awesome.
So there's that.
I don't know how I feel about that. It's either fantastic
no, it's
or
not.
Horrific.
No, I think it's great.
Oh, I think it's messed up.
You know, I called him as a telemarketer. I called the Nikki Six.
What?
When I was a telemarketer in college. And I know it was him because it was
Mr. Six.
That's right.
Yes.
She has that story.
And it
yeah.
lived. He lived in L.A. Everything checked out that it was Nikki Six. And when I called and started my whole spiel and went into it, he was like, he started laughing. He was like, how did you get this number? And I'm like, sir, I just work for this. And it was totally Nikki Six. By the way, he did not buy the credit card I was selling.
Oh, Lord. Well, he might be on Idol. There you go.
Then you're not that good of a salesperson.
Nope.
Clearly.
So Bachelor in Paradise contestants now have some stipulations if they do want to hook up after Corinne and DeMario's little fiasco.
Right.
And here they are.
The cast is back in Mexico filming the new season, but with new rules in place. According to a new report, one of those rules is a 2-drink-per-hour max. The report claims the crew will be keeping count, as well as making sure there's plenty of food on set to keep the cast from getting too drunk. Warner Brothers, the production company behind Paradise, promised there would be changes after a hookup in the pool between Corinne and DeMario led to a shutdown in production. Production resumed after an internal investigation concluded no misconduct occurred.
So if you actually want to hook up, you have to go to a producer and say, I am giving consent.
Oh.
Both of you have to do that.
You should have to do that in real life.
Like, you should have to go to somebody. Everybody should have a designated person that they have to go to and say, I'm consenting. I want. Because if you had to admit it out loud ahead of time, that would
no one's
stop
gonna do that.
It would probably change a lot of things, right?
There would not be reality TV anymore.
That would eliminate so many bad one-night stands.
Okay, and Jen, you and I have a love for Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, yes.
He is a real-life superhero. He and his wife, Blake Lively, went to a CPR refresher course, mm-hmm. and they focus on babies and toddlers. He posted on Instagram with a picture of his instructor and CPR dummies and said, years ago, I took a CPR class through Red Cross, and holy blank, I ended up saving my nephew's life because I knew what to do in the moment. True story. I took a refresher course focusing on infants and toddlers. It only takes a few hours, and it's kind of sort of fun.
Ryan Reynolds, I'm choking. I need mouth-to-mouth immediately.
Okay, babies and toddlers. Did you not miss that? And that he has
along,
a really super hot
babies.
Wife?
Forget the babies.
Okay. All right. Well, whatever. Go do that. Be like Ryan Reynolds.
I need help.
That's your all ask.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
The show Big Brother Draft is back, and I want to remind everybody about something that happened last year.
So I have my phone back in my hand with 42 new text messages within the past 6 minutes, and I can't check them because Shaylee changed the password of my phone.
Of course. Right? So what do you think? It just keeps going off. And by the way, as we're sitting here, you hear da-ding, da-ding, da-ding.
And I do have my computer so I could check Facebook and delete that she asked for hemorrhoid cures. Thank you. I forgot about that part.
That was the punishment last year on the Big Brother draft. And it drove Jen nuts because we just kept hitting buttons and hitting send.
That was
and
amazing.
She thought that we were texting her entire contact list.
I was so scared.
No, that's you were mad.
Very vulnerable feeling to not know what's
that was
happening.
So good.
And all I had to do was sit and like type on it. I didn't even have to say anything. Just the sound of this.
Oh yeah, I was just hitting A.
Jen was losing her mind.
B, sin, A.
Okay, so Big Brother is back. It premieres tonight at 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. We are doing a round of the show draft now. Mm-hmm. So each one of us will get to pick a member from Big Brother, and then we will have a listener who's playing along with each one of us. Last man standing wins some concert tickets to a show at Sprint Center. All right. So
okay.
We will get listeners to play along in just a second, right after we do our official draft here. Joey, you actually get to go first in the draft because we're going youngest to oldest.
All right.
We have to, this is the determined draft order, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I got number 3.
Okay.
Oh, you're picking third? Okay.
Picking third.
All right.
Shaylee.
Oh,
you're
fourth.
Angry because you're last.
Oh,
that's unfortunate.
You have to get first. Do not let Jen get number 1.
Oh, wait. I picked both of them.
That's fine. He gets 1 and 2.
I go first and second. I was really bad last year, so
yeah,
I get compensatory picks. 1!
Yeah!
Hey!
All right. So true to first pick.
Okay.
Dang it.
Here we go.
Hey,
Whitney, first pick in the 2017 draft.
I select Mark Jansen.
What?
Ooh, he was my third pick.
What?
All right. Brian Truda.
I don't care about Christmas.
You're giving her the first.
I don't care about Christmas,
Brian Truda.
Okay?
Going with Mark Jansen, I think that's a solid pick. He's an athlete. He seems smart. He said he plays a lot of chess.
Yeah.
So
I thought he had the perfect combination of brains and brawn.
I like it.
There we go.
With the second pick in the 2017 draft.
I select.
You don't get to
select. It's not you. It's Jen.
And I've
they
made
could
it
trade.
Very clear.
Oh, yeah. Can we trade?
Yeah, can I do a trade? Nope. I'll bring you Starbucks for a week. I like where you're going with this,
oh,
Joey.
Oh, that's good.
Uh-uh. 2 weeks. Because I am very solid with this pick. She has a KCK connection. She is awesome. I've talked to her before. Her name is Christmas Abbott. She's going home first. She's a NASCAR pit crew.
I'm not as bowled over by the pick as she is.
I just wanted her because Jen did.
You wanted me to steal, but I couldn't
I did.
Do that.
Only way she's getting voted off this show is pure jealousy. I'm going with Christmas Abbott. I got her.
Okay, it's Christmas in June for Jen. Here we go.
With the third pick in the 2017 draft.
It's Joey.
I got Jessica Graff.
Oh.
Ooh, the concierge.
Oh, she's
concierge.
She's the concierge. Air quotes. Looked at a picture of her, and I'm not kidding. All I can see was boobs. That's the only thing I
That's
see.
That's what
in this
he saw,
picture.
Too.
Play Joe.
Yeah. That's why I kind of assumed she'd have an advantage.
Well, in the water events.
If there's a floating contest. Oh, Joey with Jessica. Okay, Shaylee.
With the fourth pick. In the 2017 draft.
I'm going to go Cody Nixon.
Cody? What do we know about Cody?
Who is Cody? I don't have him on my list. Who's Cody?
Okay, I'm pulling up his
what
picture.
What is his background here?
I'm pulling him back up. Hold on. My second round.
He's from Texas. He's a construction sales rep.
Is he the rodeo clown?
No, he's not the rodeo clown. But he knows how to surf, and he rides a motorcycle, and he's kind of cute. And his this is why. Because his past favorite Big Brother cast member was Evil Dick Donato. What was his
What are you
name?
Saying? Is this
I don't
in
know.
English?
Oh, Evil Dick Donato?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, nice.
I liked him. So I'm going to go with him.
He does say he can solve a Rubik's Cube in less than a minute.
All right.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That's Shaylee's pick.
Excellent.
Okay, now the punishment we have come up with. Here at Steel City Media, we have a very tiny promotions closet.
Yep.
Okay? Very tiny, small room. As you get voted out, as your contestant gets voted out, you will have to go into that promotions closet where you will sit with a camera watching you.
Mm-mm,
the rest of the cast here on the show gets to pick the music you are forced to listen to for 10 minutes.
Solid 10 minutes.
You cannot turn it off. You cannot leave the room.
You can't change the volume.
You cannot change the volume. We will have a camera watching to see how you, in fact, handle being in this tiny room listening to the music of whoever else's choice.
I took my headphones out. I can't listen to
because this is the music we're doing for Shaylee.
Pineapple pen.
So our goal will be to find the music that everyone on the show hates the most and force them to listen to it.
Can't wait to play you chain smokers.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
All right. I've got four tweets. One came from me, one from Shaylee, one from Brian, and one from Joey. Let's see who can guess who tweeted these.
All right, let's start here, right? And we'll go to Northeast, and it's Aaron. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
All right, Aaron, I'm going to read this. You tell me who tweeted it. According to science, math, and religion, the only types of adult males that are allowed to wear jorts are John Cena and nobody else. Who tweeted
I'm
gonna that?
I'm going to say Brian.
Brian, was that yours?
I don't think so.
Nope, we go to Joey. Joey, do you remember tweeting that about John Cena?
I do. I saw a lot of people in jorts, and I was upset they weren't John Cena.
All right, Aaron,
right.
Stay,
he's the only one allowed.
Stay on the line, because if everybody misses them, you may still be in the running for the train tickets, okay?
All right, very good. Let's go here to Kansas City. Here's Tina.
Good morning, Tina. What are you doing?
Good morning. I'm at work.
Ooh, okay. We'll do this quietly then.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to read you a tweet. OMG, Jordan Spieth is fire, emoji. Add golf aficionado to my resume with more emojis. Who tweeted that, Shaylee, myself, or Brian?
I would say Brian.
Brian?
I did not.
Who uses all the emojis?
That was me.
That was Shaylee, who has decided she is now a PGA expert.
I am so good at golf.
Okay. But Tina, that's okay, because so far you're still in the running for the train tickets, so hang on the line.
Okay.
Yep, let me remind you.
I am out here at Torrey Pines. I just met Tiger Woods. He is healthy. He's ready to go. We had a very long discussion about it.
He dropped out the very next day.
Right, and then he crashed his car, and now he's dropped out of golf.
You know what? I can't help what he does in his side business, okay? Whatever.
Lee Wood, here's Laylee. Good morning, Laylee.
Good morning.
All right, who tweeted this? Public pool music is bad. Happy for the KC1021 app.
I think you did.
I did. That was me.
Oh, right.
I was hanging out at Marty Pool, and the music was bad, so I had my app on listening to us.
What do they listen to there?
Yeah.
It was Bad Serious again.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not good music.
Mm-hmm.
Laylee in the running for the train tickets.
Okay, good job. Let's go to Amy driving home from out of town. Where'd you go, Amy?
We flew from Vegas this morning, but we spent a little time in Vegas, a little time in Utah.
All right.
Well, that sounds fun.
I'm going to
send you to a show now.
Read you a tweet. Found out yesterday my daughter can rap a good portion of Busta Rhymes' part in Look at Me Now. Who tweeted that? Found out yesterday my daughter can rap a good portion of Busta Rhymes' part in Look at Me Now.
I would say Brian.
That was Brian.
That is true. Yes.
Yes.
Made a daddy proud. She does some Busta.
Oh, Shaylee. Hold on. Shaylee's giving me breaking news right now. She said all four of them can have tickets.
What?
We got it.
No way.
We got this.
Are you serious?
Aaron, Tina, Laylee, Amy, everybody going to see Train. Fantastic.
Look at you.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Christmas in June.
Woo!
Woo!
Look at you. Fantastic.
Awesome.
I've put all four people on the phone at the same time. I've never done that before.
It's like the party line from the 80s. Hey, we're all on the phone.
You know, this reminds me of UMB Bank time, 8:29. Hey, you're welcome. Hold on across the board.
She's like Oprah for radio. You get train tickets. You get train tickets.
I don't know how to feel about that.
Train and Natasha Bedingfield. This Monday, Starlight, everybody's going.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Very quickly from the text line, Shaylee, we just got a message that said from 2256, is Shaylee still seeing potato chip aisle dude? For people who don't know, she had met a guy in the chip aisle at Hy-Vee a couple of months ago. They ended up going out. And what is the current status of that situation?
Well, the single status is back.
Turns out you should not have gone blue corn tortilla. You need a new brand of chips, is what we're saying.
Gonna go Cheetos next time.
Always go Cheetos.
Always. Crunchy, not puffed.
Okay, so if you'd like to meet Shaylee.
Whoa, what?
What we're saying is go to Hy-Vee and hang out in the chip and ice cream aisle.
On the register.
Usually I'm more of a cookie dough girl.
Okay, now they know where to find you.
Yep.
There you go. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's all right.
Man, they come and go, right? Okay. Thank you for that text. Big Bang Theory star Johnny Galecki's ranch has burned to the ground. According to TMZ, the star's getaway, which is 190 miles from L.A., was torched along with other property in a 1,200-acre fire on Monday. Galecki told TMZ that his heart goes out to everyone in the area. He added that he plans to return to that community and help rebuild once the smoke is cleared and the area is declared safe. By the way, obviously, he is fine, and he said nobody was home at the time, so...
Was it arson? I don't get the verb torched.
I believe this was
the wildfire.
Wildfire, yeah. Oh, okay. That's why it covered so much ground. Kansas City's own Eric Stone Street, who was just home for Big Slick Weekend. He was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. And, of course, because he's from the Midwest, they had to quiz him on his pig knowledge.
Growing up in Kansas City, I understand you actually grew up, your family had a farm.
Yeah, pigs and cows.
I'm going to test to see just how swine-wise you are. I've got a quiz. Can I ask you a couple of questions?
Oh, boy.
On pig rearing?
Yes.
I just want to make sure my family had a farm, okay? What's the average gestation period for a pig?
Oh, to have a baby, to be bred, and then to have the baby 3 months, 3 weeks, 3 days.
That's exactly right.
Oh, my gosh.
That's very 4-H of you. Were you
4-H? Yeah, I was 4-H, president of my club, the Broward Beavers.
Okay. How long should it take a healthy pig? I don't know if you know that. How long should it take a healthy pig to gain 60 pounds?
Well, 60 days, because they can gain a pound a day.
Clearly in 4-H.
He is some pig.
That is funny.
Oh, wow, look at him now. Zuckerman's famous pig.
Where did you dig this up?
Dude, I've got ways of finding some.
Fine swine, wish he was mine. What if he's not so big? He's some
I have a collection of all kinds of stupid stuff over here, okay? Don't you worry about it.
Jennifer Lopez, Sheryl Crow, and Charlie Puth are joining Macy's 4th of July Fireworks Spectacular. According to People magazine, the trio joined previously announced performers Lady Antebellum and others at the New York City event, billed as the largest Independence Day fireworks display in the country. The 41st annual event airs July 4th on NBC.
Jennifer Lopez.
Yes.
It was a great movie, by the way.
Zuckerman.
The original. Did you see they had updated this one?
Also, a big pig connection last night. We got to see Despicable Me 3. There's a nice couple of pig scenes in that as well.
It was a good movie, actually.
It's a very good movie. The kids will love it. I loved it, and I typically fall asleep in kids' films. Got to be honest. Stayed awake, and I liked it.
Opens up Friday, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah, good.
All right, that's your entertainment news for Wednesday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Our big radiothon is coming up July 18th, which seemed far away to me at one point. And now I'm like, oh, hey, 4th of July is basically this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
July's right around the corner.
Christmas in July, what we call it here. At KC1021, of course, your Christmas station when it comes holiday time. But about halfway through the year, we always remind you of that. And we give back with the Variety Children's Charity of Kansas City. And this year, July 18th is the big radiothon day.
Yeah, we'll be broadcasting live from out at Mission Farms in Leawood. We'll be there all day from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. We have a ton of celebrities that are going to be coming by. Danny Duffy, Drew Butera promised us he would come out. Bebe Wood from The Real O'Neills and The New Normal.
Great.
She said she would come out. X Factor, the huge Chiefs fan, he's coming out. So it's going to be a big day. But the most important thing is that we raise money that day to help buy these adaptive bicycles
right.
for Kansas City area kids. Each one of those bikes is $2,500.
Yep.
So if you could start saving now, here's my idea. You just grab a mason jar, box, whatever, set it on your desk at work, or if you've got, you know, the junk drawer at home, set it on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you have spare change in your pocket, anytime somebody's walking by, throw it in there.
Sure.
And then July 18th, donate that money to this.
That'd be beautiful.
By
that'd
then,
be great.
You know, if you can donate $20, $50, whatever, that'd be helpful.
I'd love to get 10 bikes.
Wouldn't that be great?
You know, it's $25,000. I think we could do it, which would be fantastic. And we've seen, you know, we had the adaptive sleds in here for the kids to do the ice skating.
Yes.
And the adaptive bikes, they're just the same. And to help these kids to have that sense that they can do everything that kids would do, that's what Variety is so good at.
They're including, making everything inclusive. You've seen the playgrounds. They're on the news all the time opening these new inclusive playgrounds right. all over the Kansas City area. So that's who we're helping is Variety KC. So start saving the money now. Just set out that jar, throw some spare change in every day, and then July 18th, donate it to us during our radiothon.
Fantastic.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.